We must imagine this 10th century carving as one of many, perhaps 10 or 12. They would have encircled the mandorla, or halo, of a huge Buddha. This kind of figure is known as hiten, or a Buddhist flying angel. This angel's hands are broken off, but often we see hiten holding stringed or wind instruments, or drums, to provide joyous music to celebrate the Buddha. This hiten's drapery flutters up behind him as he flies, without wings. Usually, hiten are depicted as so thin and ethereal that they don't need wings to fly. This one is a bit pudgier than most. Notice his round face and sagging belly. This more robust style was influenced by the art of the Tang Dynasty in China. The swirls below him are clouds, helping to hold him aloft. His face is sweet and serene. Unlike Christian angels, which act as intermediaries between the deity and humans, Buddhist angels do not interact with earthly beings. Instead, they stay within the celestial realm. They celebrate and extol the Buddha's powers and beautify him. Buddhist halls also frequently included carved hiten near the ceiling to represent the celestial realm.